And now, live from L.A., the incomparable Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I don't think I can even do a proper intro for you now. You're too big. It's like, what do you say? Oh, my gosh.
Your Highness.
Good morning, Your Highness. That probably works. How are you?
I'm great, kid. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to visit with you again.
And
it's,
yes, you too.
And it's nice of you to do it. It really is because, you know, with every hit single, we become less and less necessary.
That's true.
I don't believe that. I've heard that happens,
yeah.
But I don't believe that. I think it's important for my fans to know I'm thinking about them, and I am.
Well, spread the word,
good.
Please, to the other celebrities in town so they get that, too. Very excited to see your new tattoo. Congratulations.
Oh, you saw it? I love it so much.
It's all over the gossip sites. Anything you do, you can breathe crooked, and it'll be on the gossip site.
It's the monsters, right?
Breathe crooked, that's good.
Yeah, does that mean we're your little monsters, too?
Yeah, sure. I'm really excited. It's I actually went to this tattoo place in Los Angeles, and I haven't gotten many tattoos in L.A. I've gotten a few, but this one was done by a very, very well-known and incredible tattoo artist, Mark Mahoney. And he said, what do you want? I said, little monsters in some real Chola East L.A. font.
Shout out.
Nice.
Shout out.
Feeling that, JC?
Well, I like the Cholas, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Not to put any pressure on you, lady, or guy.
Call me Gaga.
Why don't you decide that before you ask a question?
Sorry about that.
But Lay, hey, Lay, it's Gaga.
Hey, La Gaga.
But we all in this room went away from our last interview saying, we really like you even more than we liked you before talking to you. So I'm looking forward to liking you even more in about 10 minutes.
So no pressure.
No pressure.
Ouch.
No pressure at
Man.
All.
Man.
Uh-oh. Thank you. That's very sweet.
I was at Timbaland last night watching him.
He's
and
great.
Was talking to a friend, talking to his manager, actually. And somebody in the room said that if Lady Gaga had been born 10 to 15 years earlier and was in the music business then, she would have already sold 25 or 30 million albums by now.
Wow.
But because we live in a period where people can get music for free, that hasn't happened. So you don't get the credit or the money for what you've accomplished so far.
Well, I don't know. I think... I mean, we sold 10 million records.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Which is not so bad for a year, not at all. And I'm. It's funny because I was talking to a lot of friends and people at the Grammys, and I told them that I really did not expect to win when I went. I said, you know, we'll perform and we'll leave empty-handed, and it's okay because I'm sort of by nature an underdog, and it's all right. And we were really surprised that. We won the two Grammys that we did. And, you know, to be completely honest, I don't value my credibility with money at all. I value my fans, and I have a very, very loyal, loving, and psychotic fan base.
Yes, you
and
did. Now, you talk about your fans a ton, and you show very sincere appreciation for the people who follow you. Would you still be doing everything that you're doing if you didn't have any fans?
Yes, of course I would. I was dropped a few years ago, many years ago. I was dropped from a previous record label, and then I got picked up again. But before I got picked up the second time, I was, you know, playing out all over New York City. I got asked to do a couple festivals, and I was building my own fan base,
mm-hmm.
and go-go dancing to pay for demos and promotional materials. You know, whether or not you have a major label behind you or you have a huge fan base, if you're a real artist, none of that really matters.
Yeah, I heard you say something once. It was something like, you don't have to actually be famous. You just have to think you're famous and just act like you're famous, and then you'll get famous.
You're famous on the inside.
Yeah.
But is any criticism you've gotten, positive or negative, ever caused you to change something?
Never.
Never.
No.
Wow.
Stay true to yourself.
That's a sign of a true artist right there.
Well, because at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to... answer to the world, you know, and if you don't stand by your music, you know, what do you stand for?
Right, that's what you do.
Yeah,
that's all I have is my music, and my music is a, you know, the Fame Monster, which is my new album. It's funny that I didn't even need to put out a new record, and the label's like, oh, the Fame's doing amazing, let's put Boys, Boys, Boys out, and I said, I've moved on. I'm in a new place, I've been around the world 7 times, check out my new music, and they went crazy, and we ended up putting out a new record. But, you know, when I played them Bad Romance, they said, it's very dark, you know, I don't know, it's not as poppy as the Fame, it's poppy in a different way. And I said, you know, I've been traveling, and in the clubs I'm hearing gothic industrial music, and yeah. I think that this is the next big thing, and it ended up being, you know, number one.
Wait a minute, so you're telling me that you think you, the artist, knows more than the guy in the suit
no
at the
way.
Big desk who never leaves the house.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that especially my A&R guys are very talented. I mean, Vincent's incredible, and Jimmy Iovine is known for working with women a little bit on the left.
He's a legend, for sure.
He's amazing, but I think what makes Jimmy and Vincent amazing is that they don't interrupt my creative process. And when I say I want to bleed to death on national TV, they say, go ahead.
Go for it.
When
yeah.
I say
wow, that's
cool. I want to burn at the stake with Elton John because my mind-controlling pop music is ruining the industry, they say, okay. If Elton says okay, then just do it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I shared on the air the morning after the Grammys that I had actual anxiety watching you go into that huge tank of fire until you came out because
yeah.
things happen.
Yeah,
I'm
we
like,
don't know
oh
if you're
my
hurt.
God! You know, please just show her. Just show us that she's okay because they waited way too long. You know.
Well, you know, we rehearsed it a few times. We had conceived the performance a while before, but we only had a few times to actually do it.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I have a really amazing team, and Lorianne Gibson does all my choreography. She's a total, like, legend and pro, and she just said, you got to do this, and then when you fall in, you have to do this. And we went
wow.
through the whole thing, and it was great. I mean, it was exciting for me because I had a series of... It was sort of a rites of passage, that performance, because I had to jump 10 feet off a platform,
uh-huh.
do a bunch of choreography in 6-inch heels on pitch, then jump
yeah.
into a vat, get covered in ashes, and then I'm sort of home free with Elton John on the piano. So it was sort of like I had to, like, pay my dues before I got to Elton.
Wow.
So did you have to personally handle telling Elton that you wanted to take his beautiful face and rub charcoal all over it?
Well, yes. I mean, I conceived the performance, and he was so excited to do it, and he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to rise from the ashes with you. And he said, well, what does that mean? And I said, I need you to be covered in black
soot.
Ash.
Yeah.
And the piano was made by our friend Terrence Coe, who's a very, very famous artist.
Yeah.
And he made the beautiful little monster piano. So it was kind of like me and Elton were two little monsters that have been through a lot together, and he was sort of bringing me through the fire.
And where is that piano now?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in my living
room.
Yay!
Oh,
that's
the
one he played or the one you played?
It's one piano, Kelly.
It's one piano.
Oh,
it's
really?
Actually shaped like a heart if you look at it from the top. It's really beautiful.
I guess I didn't study it close enough. I just thought there were two pianos.
No, it's
back
designed
then.
As a dueling piano.
Well, how cool is that?
I just
and
bought
it. Actually, there's 32 hands on it. We had to remove some of them for the camera angle.
Wow.
But there's 32 hands on it to represent the 32 pieces on a chessboard.
Wow.
Like,
hey, I just bought a Yamaha C3 conservatory. I would gladly trade that for the dueling piano that's in your home.
Right. We'll have it made for you.
Okay,
that'd be nice.
Please.
Did you really cry before your performance, Gaga?
I did. It was my makeup artist was so angry with me.
Because I'm sure it takes hours to get your makeup on, and then you start crying, and then they got to start over again.
Well, they can't, you know, my manager called me, and, well, everyone had told me that some of the awards that I was up for would be announced earlier, and then my manager left the dressing room, so I got very quiet because I knew that that's why he left, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to talk about it because I got too nervous. So everyone was laughing at me because they said I was talking nonsense for like 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Trying to distract myself. I'm like, well, one time when I was 11, we did this. They're like, what are you talking about, Gaga? And then all of a sudden I got the phone call and he said, you're 2 for 2. And I just started crying. I just cried.
Oh, so nice.
It was like my whole life flashed before me, you know? Every show I've ever played, every fan I've ever kissed, every song I've ever written, it all just flashed. And every person that looked me in my eyes and said, you will never be anything and you will never win a Grammy. And it was like it all flashed very quickly and I just broke down.
Who would be so mean to tell you stuff like that? Was it like just jealous kids or an adult figure? I mean, who would be?
Jealous kids and relationships and, you know, record executives that I auditioned for years.
And when you're different, your whole life is filled with that, and success doesn't change that. There's still people, I'm sure, that give you a cockeyed look when you walk into a restaurant or whatever. Yeah. There's just people who are going to judge you your whole life. It goes with being different.
But I like that. And, you know, my favorite thing that my fans have been, I get tons of little messages and emails from my fans that I read all the time. And they said, we loved so much how you didn't really fit in at the Grammys. You just, you so are your own person, and that's what we love about you. And, you know, that's when you feel like you have a group of people and friends that love you and your music and right. love that you're different, that's what makes it all worth it. I don't have to change what I do.
Can I tell you what I think makes Lady Gaga brilliant?
Well, that's very nice. What?
you've turned your performances into theater, and you've mm-hmm. done it at a time when people are demanding more from a concert than just seeing somebody standing on the stage and singing.
Right.
And you've taken it to a level that I've never seen it. And especially in a period where the economy's bad and you know, paying $40 for a ticket is a big deal, you give yeah. people a show. And if it's not going to be record sales in the 30 and 40 million range, this is where artists can support themselves right. by putting on amazing shows.
Yeah.
And I think you've raised the bar for everybody, even groups that are used to just kind of standing there.
Oh, yeah.
You've made everybody step it up.
Oh, well, thanks. I do what I think is best for my fans, and I really consider my shows to be like, you know, a religious experience for
wow.
them. You know, they come, and it's like an exorcism. And
praise Gaga.
Well, right? You know,
T-shirt.
I don't want them to praise me. I want them to praise themselves. You know, I want them to come and dress the way that they want to dress and sing the way they want to sing and liberate and celebrate. And when the show is over, think to themselves, I am so cool that I was here and I feel so good about myself, because I didn't have that. You know, I didn't have a place that I could always go where I felt like I belonged to a subculture that was separate from the mean girls at school. And I want to be that for someone.
So speaking of being invited, were you invited to the new We Are the World thing the day after the Grammys?
No, I was. Well, they asked me if I could do it, but I told them that I couldn't do it because I've been in rehearsals. And I've done a lot for Haiti, and I'm going to continue to.
I don't doubt that. I didn't ask you for that reason. I just would have liked to have seen you on the video. You know, it'd be cool to have you on that.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciated so much that they asked me, and but I was very confused when I heard that they were saying that I didn't show up, because I've never not shown up for anything.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
We did raise over $500,000 for Haiti.
Wow.
That's cool. That's really
awesome.
Good.
Very good. Yeah,
yeah, with
and
your little T-shirt sales.
I'm planning right now with my friends over at Polaroid, as well as this this charity that we're working with, that we've donated our money to, that we are going to actually go to Haiti later this year.
Good for you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, you mentioned Polaroid. Let me explain to anybody that doesn't know, because I didn't understand the distinction. I knew that you did a deal with Polaroid. Most people think you're going to, you know, be a spokesperson for Polaroid. No, she has been named the creative director of the company Polaroid.
Whoa.
And it's her job to
really?
Tell them what's next.
That.
What an amazing honor that is for a big
well,
company like this.
Well, we have a couple of specialty devices that we had been working on, and we didn't know where to take the ideas, and then they approached us about the creative direction, and then we showed them some of our ideas, and it just really worked out. And it's actually really exciting for me, because I love working behind the scenes like that artistically, and it's something that's removed from my music, so I get to express myself in a different way, and it's exciting.
To get a job like that with Polaroid, do you have to go up there with a resume, or you just fill out an application right there in the HR?
She sat in an office with a bunch of other people waiting to go in.
Well, I do have an office.
You have an office?
That's sick.
I do have an office, but my resume really is my work.
Yeah.
You know, my resume is my live performances, my show. The electronics that me and the House of Gaga have built, we built those LCD glasses and
nice.
The disco stick and various electronic fashion. So they were really drawn to that stuff. They really want to move into the future with
That's terrific.
Camera.
Can't wait to see what you guys come up with. When it comes
exciting.
To when it comes
did you
to,
guys have fun watching the Grammys?
We love the Grammys.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Listen, when it comes to internet rumors, I don't dismiss anything.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. We're gonna have to keep it rolling.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay. He can ask me his internet rumor.
Sure.
Okay, let me see if I can remember it now. I'm kind of distracted.
he got thrown off.
It'd be like if I'm Jay Leno and somebody runs out on stage and says, she's got to go. Okay, let's see. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I heard somebody say that you might be doing something with Lindsay Lohan. Is there any truth to that?
I've never heard of that.
You haven't heard that.
There
okay.
you go.
All right.
Okay. Asked and answered.
And who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Last thing.
Everyone's a winner.
Good answer, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's always a privilege. We appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, everybody. Take care, bye.
Okay.
Well, I didn't come close. Yeah, she did it less than 10 times.
I think that was probably the closest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I was way over.
You were 13. You said 13 or something. Yeah.
So maybe that was an aberration the last time when she was just feeling very appreciative for her fans on that particular
maybe somebody pointed it out to her.
Particular day. That piano... The guy, she asked to buy it, and the guy gave it to her.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Like a $400,000
piano. Dude, that guy makes, his pianos are $500,000.
What's he going to do with it?
Wow.
What do you mean, what's he going to do with it?
I would sell it.
You don't think he could sell that to some rich guy and go Elton John on this side, Lady Gaga on the other?
Yeah.
Well, he must not need it, the money.
Yeah, right? And I was going to ask her about ticket prices at concerts and stuff and see what she felt about that. But
that's for the next interview next week.
Yeah. She's hard not to like, really, you know?
I like her.
I don't.
Yeah, she's weird.
You don't like her?
No.
I like her as a person more than I do as a performer. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that makes any sense.
I think that's true with me, too.
I like her more as a person. I don't like her music at all, but...
I get her music. I don't, you know, all the theatric stuff, it's kind of... It has to grow on me.
You don't like Poker Face?
Yeah, come on. Tell me you don't go to the club and bounce to this.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to change your life, but you just don't like this genre, right?
I just thought it was cooler when she, you know, we see these videos of her playing in bars in New York with her brown hair and not this whole look. And
saw where that got her.
It was real.
It was more authentic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't think she's being authentic to herself now?
Mm-hmm. I think she is. I think she is. I think this is, everybody has more than one side. And she's like,
I want to be
super flamboyant.
Let my freak flag fly high. You know?
Right. I think the other side,
I think it's just
anything,
to get attention.
The other thing, I think she might have been toning it down. Like, people don't want to see this weird stuff. Let me try and tone it down.
But if it wasn't just to get attention, you wouldn't even try to get a record deal or anything. You'd just be doing it for your friends in the basement. I mean, of course, it's about getting attention for your art.
Sure,
you know?
There's a lot of experts out there that get no attention. They're experts on not getting attention, and we've never heard of any of them. Right. So that is part of it. You have to do that.
I think it's just easy for the music to be overshadowed and the talent, because think she seems like a great musician.
Yeah.
Playing the piano.
If you come out wearing something like that and expect people to talk about your music, then you're delusional. I mean, that's not the first thing they're going to talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what she's wearing.
Yeah, I mean, even the outfits that people wear to the Grammys and to these awards, I mean, it's to get attention.
Of course.
So you'll start talking about what they do, or you'll go see their movie, or you'll buy their CD, or whatever it is.
I want to give out the name of the record executive that canceled a record contract. I bet he's feeling real
good.
Yeah. Probably doesn't have a job right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, there's always one that slips through like that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get her like a lot of people don't get her. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys that didn't get her.
No, he had her.
And let her go.
Dropped her. That's different.
Maybe
because he wasn't getting it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she is really being authentic to herself when she talks to us and stuff, and I really like her.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice person.
Absolutely. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like her a little bit more this time, just like I did last time.
And I'm liking her music more, a little more, the gayer I get. You know? let me think of another way to say that. And for guys, I think it's, you know, with her music, I mean, it's not really designed for us. It doesn't have a lot of guitars and stuff. And but if a guy can just sit back and tap into his gay side, then you're really feeling this. Because her fans, she has more gay fans than any artist I've ever, I mean, Madonna had millions.
She's the new Madonna.
Prince.
Bette Midler, Barry Manilow, you know, I mean...
New Madonna.
She's the Madonna of this generation, I'd say.
As far as a gay icon.
She totally is new Madonna.
She
totally is.
With the music, with her
style. I think it's crazy that you can compare someone that's been around for 2 years. I'll eat my own words, I promise you, if 20 years from now,
maybe it's
she's
premature.
As famous as Madonna.
Maybe it's premature,
I mean,
but...
How can you not say in a quicker amount of time, Gaga is more famous than Madonna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a quicker amount of time.
For sure.
Way quicker.
With the shock value, everything.
Yeah.
See if this means anything to you, because this is an absolute true fact. In the fashion world, they track buzzwords, words that are searched on the internet, words that are used on fashion television shows. When fashion is spoken of in the media, they track all the words. The number one word in fashion has never been a person ever in history. And now it's Gaga. Number one word, wow. Most used word in the fashion world is Gaga.
What, as an adjective?
No, just they're fashion. Talking about her more than they're talking about any single other thing. Gaga.
I want to bring out my inner Gaga.
Save that.
Save that, please.
Oh, man.
That was so worth it.
Oh, Al, you're the man.
Thank you, Lady Gaga. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.